Mike Chase and Mike Chase. Well, okay. So thank you guys all. We were just offline talking about me having COVID. Melissa may have it, all that. So yeah, it's kind of, somebody just joined.
Hi, it's just, Melissa.
Hey, Sicky, how are you?
Oh, God, I'm getting there. How are you?
I'm all right. I'm better. I'm a lot better. I have some color at least now.
Good, good.
So, all right, guys.
Glad to hear it.
Yeah, I got a list of things I want to go through. So start off with Happy New Year's, everybody. So good to see or be hearing you guys. So let me start down my list. I had actually intended to call everybody before Christmas, and I'm not sure what happened. But Christmas Eve, New Year's Eve, we got hit here in the LA County area. I'm in Ventura, but LA County got hit with a pretty big rainstorm. And we had a cell come over Pepperdine, Malibu area, come over Pepperdine, stall. And we got 7 inches of rain in less than 24 hours. So almost 9 inches in the mountains. And it just everything unraveled up there. It was amazing. So New Year's Day, I was in the pouring rain for just round the clock. So it's been just crazy. So first of all, so number one, if we need to have a one-on-one, if anybody just needs to get together with me and talk things over, it's the first of the year. I can start setting up meetings next week. Just email me a couple of days, times, and then we'll set up a time. Any one-on-one we need to have. I just met with Adam last week and on kind of related and unrelated. And so we were emailing, and Adam, I'd say we were misunderstanding each other pretty good, right? So
I appreciated it. Yeah, it was good to connect. Yeah. And one-on-one time does add a lot of clarity, so I appreciate it.
Yep, tone and all that. So I'm writing him going da 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 da. He's reading it differently than I'm writing it. So if we need to talk, let's talk, okay? I think emails are great. I like emails and texts. The other thing is, all you guys have my cell number. Please call or text me. Calls, because I want so many calls, probably like a lot of you. It's like hard to respond on the phone when you call me right away, because there's just days I've got 8, 10, 12 Zooms in a day. But text me if you don't get me, and we'll respond. You're always good to call me, and you can always call me in the evenings. So usually by about 6:30, around 6:30, I'm usually in the office most of the time. Not unusual by 7 for me to be talking to Melissa, but you guys, it's never a problem to call me. Please do. So just let me know, send me an email. Let's go over stuff that are really really granular, specific to your cert, okay? I'm hoping to have more communication, but we're also gonna be moving towards more, handing more and more authority over to the certification committees. Questions on that before I move to point 2 of 10? An email will be coming to me once Dalton finishes it. We just had some formatting and things. You'll see that all of your committees members, whether they deserved it or not, I don't know, I didn't ask, but all the committee members will be getting our service awards that we give out to, the annual thank you to the volunteers for volunteering. So I threw all the certification people in there, okay? So all your committee members will be getting, it's a nice plaque. It's a nice little crystal thing. I know some of you are real familiar with it, Ruth and the rest of you. So that'll be coming out here. You'll be getting an email. Dalton McStairton, maybe? Yeah, you think? Okay. McStairton. So that'll be coming out. Butch has a new job position that directly affects all of you. This is a little bit of an evolution operationally and structurally within the organization. The organization was always divided into, obviously in recent times it's had what we call program, and then we had admin. Technical. And we've now created a position that is very, very targeted It's because of ANC, but it's also because I feel like we don't have someone paying specific attention to the certifications. So he will now be moved to what's called the certification administrator. I will probably have staff send you out a draft of the job description just so you guys have an idea when Melissa gets to that. It says draft because I have a draft of it. We have a draft, and then we started thinking, oh, geez, what about this and this? And like all things, I can just pile more work on Butch if I put draft on it. And so it makes it convenient for me to just load Butch up with more work. But the easy way to describe the certification administrator is anything to do with the strategies and, you know, and administration of the certifications, the direction of where they're going from the EnviroCert. You guys are dealing with it on the volunteer side. He's EnviroCert. So he'll be keeping tables and graphs of how many exams we're doing, how many active people, how many inactive, you know, what's going on with the exams, what's going on with certification committees, even to the degree that he crosses into the technical direction. So you will have someone you can specifically go to about the visions of the certifications, each of them. And so he'll be the EnviroCert person in charge of those, whereas you guys are on the volunteer side. Okay. So he'll be helping with all that. You'll see the job description going out, and he'll be taking over that. And he also has all the renewals and PDHs, application reviews, and all that. And so as we go through ANSI, he's helping take the lead with Melissa. So, anyway, any questions about that? If you guys think of any job tasks I need to add to Butch's list, feel free to send it to me. It's no problem. If that includes having to come to California to wash Dan's car or any of those, we can make that happen. So it's no problem. all right. Next is, you should have got an email from me. I hope it wasn't too cryptic. And it's just the inundation of staff and different people wanting to do different things different ways. And my hesitation to step in on chairs and say a lot, I'd rather err on the side of saying less than saying more. Not always a strong point for me at times, but the agendas and minutes will be handled by the committees from now on. And I'm hoping that's what your admin vice chair will do. I'm hoping that doesn't get dumped on the chairs. So you guys are busy enough, and I appreciate that. And it's look, just, you know, getting ready for this meeting today. I'm sitting down writing stuff. I'm meeting with Butch and Mike. I'm putting lists. You can't see it because I got my office blurred here. But, you know, it takes time if you're doing this. And sometimes you can just dial it in and get on. But typically I prepare for my meetings and I have a list of things I want to talk about and strategize. And what do we want to do? Because your time is important, as is mine, which probably brings me to the same kind of thing. You make sure as the chair, you know, what I said, I need to set an example. You guys need to set an example. Let's make sure we're showing up prepared and doing that and making sure your committee members know that. So I try to do it with you guys. So hopefully you guys realize that, understand that. You know, I show up with my agenda of items, and if I'm done for the day, we get out early. So anyway, let me know if there's a problem with the agendas for the minutes and what you're doing. Some of you that aren't on the call right now, like Jerry, I've seen him have specific things he wants in the minutes. Sometimes I think what's going on is he wants his committee to remember that they made certain commitments. So he's had it on there. It's kind of a, hey, remember on this date, you guys agreed, you know, we're going to get embarrassed. So let's hold it. Then at the same time, they're volunteers. And schedules sometimes have to be flexible. So problems with that. Everybody saw that email. Headaches. All right. If we need to step in and help, ask. We'll do it. That's another thing I should say to all of you. There will be times in the meetings where, if you do turn to Butch and Mike, we've struggled from the EnviroCert perspective on how much do we say to you guys and how much don't we say to you guys and gals. There are times we don't want to step in. If we hear you going down a road, we're going, oh, we haven't thought about that, or we're not so sure of that. I've asked them not to step in, but I've also told them to be very candid about their advice, and they are hesitant about that. And Butch, in particular, I know is very hesitant to say it. Mike is newer to the organization, so sometimes he may not know. So don't be afraid to pick up the phone and call Mike or Butch later to go, hey, you know, need some help when I ask you, or, you know, what's going on? You don't see a recent email from me. Hey, Mike or Butch, that email that had the minutes and agenda that I sent out before Christmas, can you guys send that to Ruth, please? So that's the one, Mike, with the minutes and agenda master one. Actually, it's not from me. It was from Mike Kucharski.
I think Mike sent it.
It's from Mike. I'm sorry. If in the meeting they don't know, I've told them, let me go back and check with Rob or Melissa. That may tell you they don't know the answer, or they're hesitant. Where that comes up is a lot of times I'm talking to you folks in the pack about things that I may or may not be saying to the committees. It's not that I'm trying to hide it from anybody. You're going to find there's nothing necessarily to hide. But let me give you a good example. We're getting ready to try to go to our ANSI application. You know, we see the different committees at different places, and we don't want to go criticize the committee. You know, like, why aren't you ready? Why aren't you here? Why aren't you there? And we may have the chair doing, you know, wanting to go through different things, different approaches. I may make a decision of I'm going to ANSI without them. And I don't want to go to them and say, I'm going to ANSI without you because you guys have been too slow, because that looks rather, that doesn't look so, it really looks dismissive. And so I may be saying to you folks, hey, we're going to move forward with the application and we'll catch up later. Or they're just, maybe I'm just not ready to roll it out to the volunteers until I've thought it through and I've talked with you guys more. So just kind of be aware of that, that if staff doesn't always answer you, just be sensitive to it, and then circle back and say, hey, I need your help, or, you know, I need an answer. You know, Rob's got to give me an answer, or you have to. But just a cue. You hear them say, hey, let me check with Rob, it either means they don't know or they're not sure. Okay. So we'll do that. The next thing is, any questions on that part? I mean, problems, criticisms, advice that we need. Something that would help you guys more on the help from staff. So I don't have a problem yelling at Mike and Butch. It's my pleasure to yell at them if they're not helping you. So, well, okay. It's my satirical sense of humor when I'm sick. It's dry as the Midwest in the summer. I'm sorry. Okay. So the next thing that we're getting, one committee more than others, but participation. It's hard, you know, all the committee members are new. It's the first year. And so we don't have the seniority of, hey, we've been doing this, we know what to expect. And so everybody's been trying to feel their way. You guys and I have been all trying to get on the same page. I think you guys have each been very, guys and gals have been respectful of this is what EnviroCert thinks. And, you know, you may or may not always be on the same page. And each of you have been very diplomatic, and I've appreciated that when I've watched it. But at the same time, we've also seen sometimes is everybody generally getting decent participation out of their committees? Adam, you and I have talked about it, but Ruth, Dan?
Yeah. I mean, not everybody participates in each committee meeting, but, you know, we usually have about at least 10 people on each call. So I think it's pretty good. And we have good dialogue. So I think we've got good.
You have probably the most complicated committee with the people, and you've done a damn good job doing it. Adam's got probably the most difficult committee in a different way. Ruth, you actually have a good committee.
Yeah, that's what I was going to. Yeah, Rob. Rob, I was going to share a little bit. Yeah, you know,
I was going to let you.
Yeah, it is a, you know, there's a lot of dynamics. I think some of it, like you said, you know, kind of maybe that was a soft teaser for me, is that, you know, it is all new members working together for the first time. And so there's really no precedent or kind of working experience. Although I do think when you volunteer for a committee, that shouldn't be an issue. But I think we are trying to still figure out a little bit of what part of the tasks someone wants to own. So yeah, you know, I will admit that it's been a little bit slow. Well, actually, it's been a lot slower than I really anticipated, and maybe, you know, because there was a lot of new participation, I don't know if everyone had full expectations. As the chairperson, that's something I, you know, obviously you've helped me kind of wrangle in a little bit through our recent conversations. But yeah, you know, just openly throw it out there. I mean, I'm glad to hear some of you guys are having great discussion and a lot of you know, dialogue. Our CPES committee, on the other hand, it's crickets. I feel like I'm looking in the mirror and talking to myself on Zoom. So.
Yeah. Ruth, how about yours? And I'll share a few things, but you're muted. Are you muted or I can't hear you? Can't hear her at all.
I think that's because I had my headphones in and that wasn't helping. Can you hear me now? You can't. Okay. We had one member that wasn't showing up for a few months, and I gave him a call, and he's going to be right back in there. So he had been sick and other things that had occurred. And so he plans to be at the next one. But otherwise, we've had really good participation. Our subcommittees working on the various projects have been participating quite well. And I feel like we have, it's a small, but I think a dynamic group.
Yeah, her group's pretty high performing. Jerry Montgomery's group is at SESWI is very high performing. Those are probably our two best as far as that goes. Dan, if you don't mind me using you as an example, I don't mean to embarrass you, but I think you and Jim Otusa, if you guys are ever interested, I encourage you to go tap into one of Dan's NGICP or Jim Otusa's technical advisory councils. Drop in on those. There's, I think, always good to hear how they run their meetings. They do a good job with it. Ruth, I think you have an engaging way. Adam's just had a terrible committee, but Adam learned what I do, and that is, if I'm seeing problems with a committee, the first thing I do is start going, okay, what did EnviroCert not do? What did you as a committee chair not do? And I go through that. Same with employees. We have a problem with employees, Melissa and I. It's like, okay, what did we do wrong? So we went through that. We went through that and we did some strategies. But each of you guys have done it. I've seen some of the other people who aren't here. You know, Mike Chase has had to wrangle the SWQ council. That's another one. We have some senior people on there that don't want to see a change in SWQ. I'll get to that in a minute, but because there's several people that want to weigh in on that. But you know, one of the things that you can do if you feel like you're not getting the participation, talk to Butch or Mike, and we can always ask for some additional volunteers if you feel like we need that. Okay, you know, bringing a few more names and faces could be always good to bring in some more people to help. We may target somebody and go ask them. I'm not afraid, as each of you know, to pick up the phone and go call, you know, somebody and say, hey, I need you. You know, so-and-so needs help. Can you jump on this? So if you feel like you need someone like that, let me know. We can call someone specifically, or I can reach out. We really did reach out for new people. So unfortunately, or fortunately, some of you, and Adam is one of them, they got a group. Dan had to wrangle a group that's kind of, you know, we inherited from WEF, and they were having to experience a change in the ownership. So that's a whole different thing. So let us know if there's anything with participation that we need to deal with. If you need help, you need more assistance, we need more people, let us know. CPES, just so you guys know, again, in confidence, is we're probably going to, I'm probably going to say, okay, we've ended the task. We're going to take back the professional scope of practice I'm going to have a different group work on it, and then we'll reconvene, but we'll probably have a call for volunteers. So those of you that want to continue, I hope you re-volunteer. And then we'll decide who we want to assemble and who we don't assemble, because we basically need to change or augment this committee somehow. So that's an example on CPESC of what we're having to do there, because we haven't been able to direct them. We're trying to do that. We're having to get something going with that committee. So, all right. Coming up, when we talked, did we say that we were appointing the chairs for 1 year or two when we did the appointment of the chairs? Does anybody remember? Two? Okay. Thank you for that, Ruth. So the next April will be the next, will they be the elections for the chairs? Okay, not this April. Good. All right, next. I don't have to talk about that. Thank you. I'm glad you said that, Ruth, because I wrote it down in my meeting today, and then I was thinking over lunch. I think I said 2 years. Okay.
Oh, I was just giving you the peace sign. I didn't know what you were really asking.
No, that's fine. I'm happy. No, because I'm going to tell you, I think for a lot of you guys, it's sort of, you know, you feel like you're still kind of getting going with how we had to start off. All right. Good enough. Like I said, I mentioned a little bit earlier, I'll bring it up again. The PAC meetings, and the reason I've kind of made this me taking the lead on this for now, I'm hoping that later this year, this group will then have had enough time to get their feet wet, and you guys will start taking over the meetings. I wanted this to kind of be the kickoff. I'm hoping that eventually this will be led more by you guys, not by me, in the future. But for now, I've used it as a chance for us to talk and share some experiences across the board. Again, I don't consider the PAC is, I don't allow any other committee members to come to the PAC. It's only the chairs. You guys are people I handpicked for a variety of reasons. Some of it to torture you, and others because I have respect for you. So that'll teach you to have for me to respect you. But you know, we'll have conversations in here that I don't necessarily want out. So do me a favor, let's be careful with, hey, I heard at the PAC meeting, blah. It should be pretty obvious. If you're not sure, let's just clarify it. But I will try to say, please, generally speaking, some of the big administrative direction is fine. Butch has a new job. This is what he's doing. He's correct, right? Hey, they're folding the CPES committee because they're not participating is something I'd rather not be said, right? I think that kind of goes without saying, but I'll try to be, to do that. The last thing that comes up here to there is we're still trying to learn as an organization exactly where the certification committees live in their roles. I've appreciated, and I don't want you to have to feel uncomfortable in any way, shape, or form. If you don't agree with EnviroCert's decisions, or mine, you know, Rob said this, and I simply don't agree, and I'll lobby him, you know, bribe him or anything else. It's fine. Notice I use the bribing with cookies there. I can be bribed with cookies or good red wine. It's okay. I don't mind that. Just so you know, I think differences are good as long as there are diplomacy and civility and statesmanship involved. As to the certification committee and where you guys live, remember you're always recommending it up to staff, always. There may be times that I'd like us to be talking as a group here eventually as to where those lines of authority, you know, where can the committee decide these things and where they can't. Probably for all of you feels a little bit amorphous right now. It does even to me, and I know I'm the one setting the structure, so I apologize. But as you guys have ideas on that, suggestions on issues as they come up, let's try to jot them down and let's try to talk about them. And Ruth, did we lose you, or are you just getting new headphones? You're okay. Okay. Anyway, so those are my 10 things. Before we get into any other specifics, any questions on anything I've said? I knew I had 10 things. I was saying a lot. Did anybody have any thoughts or comments on what I've said or suggestions?
Hey, Rob, this is Adam. I appreciate using this time, you know, although I understand the platform's definitely intended for us committee, you know, leaders to have some collaboration. I appreciate using the time as, you know, the staff updates and status and stuff like that. In the meantime, I think it's a good use, and always appreciate, you know, having a phone call versus, you know, reading all the memos. And also just congratulations to the board members, if you'll share that. I just saw that email the other day. Excited to see some of the new leadership and obviously the continuation of yours and the rest of the group in there. So appreciate the work and kudos.
Yeah, Jeremiah Walker, if anybody hasn't met him, good guy, really good guy. Super good guy. And then we actually, after a couple of years of talking about it, appointed Melissa. So yeah, it'll be a well-deserved. And the board struggled with appointing a staff member. We really didn't appoint a staff member. We actually appointed a person who's at our organization rather than actually a staff member. Anyway, she's always there. So, but it's a tribute to Melissa. Thanks for bringing that up. Dan and Ruth, are you guys finding this helpful to spend the hour every 3 months? You guys are busy people, Dan, and I know you and Ruth both, but I value your time.
I think it's always good to hear other people's perspectives, other people that are in similar positions. You know, it can be challenging to chair a group and organize, and I think it's good to share ideas. And sometimes, you know, it's hard to get people to talk, right? Even though they're interested in participating, and I have some ideas, you know, ways to get people to talk and engage people. But it's also helpful if you have others on the committee that are gregarious. And that's not the case on all committees. So I think it's important to get together. So yeah, I think this is good.
I agree. Yeah, I agree. I didn't have the privilege of attending the last meeting, so I don't really know how you were rounding it off or to what degree the committees were providing reports or anything like that. So I do look forward to opportunities to collaborate with the other committees, like say, for instance, with how we collaborate with regard to post-construction in CPAS and municipal and green infrastructure, that kind of stuff, how we collaborate and align so that we're not in conflict with advice or interpretation, I should say. So those things are good. And then I do appreciate the opportunity to have a one-on-one and to figure out where our particular committee is expected to go or can go in the list of things. I have a little list here that I've written out, but you know, it might be a one-on-one conversation. I think we're heading down the right path. Our strategy has been to take that assignment sheet and pick apart, go take it a kind of a task at a time and not just try to jump in on all the tasks at once. I think it's been a good organization approach so that we don't wear our committee members out, and we'll have one subcommittee working for a little while. We'll get something done. We'll bring in the whole stopped.
We lost Butch. I've got it.
Okay. Yeah. And Rob.
Yeah.
Oh, there you are. Anyway, so I didn't have the opportunity to attend the last one, but I do find it very helpful. It's nice to be able to make this connection and know you're real and that we're not just kind of imagining a belonging to a larger group. So thank you for this.
Do you guys, I know we do this every 3 months, and does anybody feel like we need to do it a little more often right now, or is this okay to to have the next one in April? I got some more to talk about, but I mean, are we okay meeting in April? We'll have a one-on-one and then meet again in April. Does that feel okay to everybody? Okay. Dan, good for you? Okay. All right. Adam, you're good with that? We had a one-on-one.
Yeah, definitely. Okay. Yeah, well, as long as you're okay with more than one one-on-one between now and April.
No, we definitely will. It's okay. I expected to, and again, I actually was going to call each of you guys over the last week and or two, and I've been having to respond to landslides and flooding, so I've been a little busy. We have a road caving in, you know, at one location, so I'm peppered on, so yeah. If I can take a little bit of the rest of our time to kind of jump in, just to let some of you know, and then if the chair people want to add to it, I'm going to talk about the search that aren't here or that I happen to be involved in. Just to let you all know what's going on. I'm trying to think if there's anything else with the bar cert that I need to tell you, and there's not. Other than for the board meeting, I've really, our target is exactly what I told you guys, my organizational goals. I may drop you guys that staff memo just so you see what I'm telling the board, but it's really focused on just technical stuff this year. There's some operational changes with Butch going to that position. You know, obviously we moved last year. I'll bring up NGICP in a minute, but for us, this last year has been a nightmare with NGICP and just an absolute nightmare. Not Dan, thank God, but the rest of it, yes. What we bought and what we got were as far apart as it could have been. I'm not going to get into a lot of the details, but I think just sufficient to say we were told we had 577 new people. It's about 150 if we're lucky. Let's just start there. Everything was a mess. And all those people that are stakeholders want to tell me how they were stakeholders and the rules are this, except if it's them, then the rules should be, they should be the exception of the rule. So it has a little bit of the way it felt in 2014 with EnviroCert, you know, where, you know, everybody kind of was a little bit entitled, and we've kind of been a little bit having to be a little heavy-handed at times with some of the rules, but with NGICP people, but it's been a difficult year with them and trying to manage that stuff. Some staff changes that didn't work out. Yeah, big time growing pains. So, but a couple things, and this really is our focus. Hey, Butch, you're back. Yay.
Yeah, my whole computer went blink. Yep. So I lost everything that was on it.
QSM, we're looking at QSM in a serious way. We have that as an intro to Stormwater. We have it as a training, you know, kind of an entry training program. We're thinking about we're moving it towards a workforce very similar to what's going on with NGICP. And we're looking at writing a clean water certification that I haven't rolled out yet. And so we're thinking about writing a certification that's specific to the Clean Water Act as a supplement to this. Again, is another training cert. So the committee I have has James Moore, who I love. I'm trying to get him to take it over. Ruth tried to steal him, and I had to threaten Ruth to come up and beat her up.
Hey, you took my guy.
I know, but I thank God I have him on my side, and he's got a lot of allegiance to NGICP also. Mm-hmm. So he's a good guy.
Yeah.
He wants to take this program into the kind of program side of stormwater permitting, and it's like, no, James, it's an intro program. These are first year people, and he wants to make it more advanced, but other than that, he's wonderful to have. The industrial is editing the new manual that we gave them to edit. It went out to public comment, and I actually sent the final edits back to them. So we're getting ready to record that. We thought we had a guy who was a mobile studio. We lost him. we're having problems with studios in general. So we're thinking that we're just going to do voiceover recordings. So Industrial will be doing that.
Are you talking about the exam or class, the training? Okay. Mm-hmm. Thank you.
That'll just be voiceover PowerPoint. No, fine. That'll pertain to the municipal manual. Is going to be coming to Ruth, I hope this month, Ruth. It's done. There's literally a final page turn. It hasn't happened because of me, Ruth. It's coming.
How dare you get COVID?
I know, exactly. And so I, with a little bit of hesitation, I'm going to send the manual to every active certificate holder. Everybody's going to get the new manual. So here's your new manual, period. So that'll be coming out. And I think we preserved 99% of what the committee recommended. Yeah. I mean, the public comments were, for the most part, it was necessary. I think it's essential for transparency, which has got to be an overused cliche these days. But I think it was essential to say we did put it out to all these people, but it was mostly CPESC and CESWI people that commented, and their comments were just a waste of time. Please don't say that I said they were a waste of time, but they were. So that'll be that with those. Jerry's been having a hard time. He's taken over as a public works director for a city temporarily, Jerry Montgomery. So I know he's been having a hard time making things. He's got a great committee. I thought they'd be our problem child, but he's done a good job of handling them. Matter of fact, he's done a great job because that's not an easy group of people he's got with him. But it always helps to have Charles Reiling. So they're moving through on their scope of practice, and then they have the erosion and sediment control corporate compliance document in front of them. SWQ, we are bringing on Seth Brown. You got the right Seth. Yes, Seth Brown. Mm-hmm. Dan, I think you know Seth. Ruth, have you heard of him and met him?
Yes, I worked with him some. I think he was at the water, watershed. What's the Chesapeake Bay one? The other one. Anyway,
yep.
I'll think of it here in a second. Yeah, so I think Seth worked with Tom Schuler and that group. Okay.
Biohabitats.
That's the habitat, yeah. And so he's taking the lead on putting together what we're calling a detailed outline for the GI manual. I think I forwarded his proposal to Dan. Sorry, I didn't explain it, Dan. You sent me an email back. Dan will be getting, we'll definitely getting pulled in, and there'll be quite a few of you that'll probably be getting involved in the GI group separately. That'll probably be my own task force that we put together. But Seth with Adriana and Butch are in the middle of getting this detailed outline together. We'll probably go to different people. SWQ continues to argue and fight. My Chase may disagree with my perception of this. Hey, Jerry, how are you?
Hey,
good to see you.
Meeting the way. I apologize, but I'll watch the recording to get caught up.
Yeah, thanks. There's about 9 or 10 things I talk about in the first 30 minutes I need you to hear and come back to me on.
No
thank
problem.
You, Jerry.
I'll listen to that then.
Thank you. Yep. I have COVID. Mike has COVID, so we're all sick.
Goodness, you guys. I hope you do better. I hope you're doing better soon.
Yeah, we are. I'm a lot better today. If you saw me 2 days ago, I wouldn't have been able to do this. But Seth is on the GI write-up. I don't recall his deadline for getting it to me. Month or two, if I remember right, Butch, right? Weren't we looking at March, maybe? Yeah. And
at least a preliminary outline for it, Rob.
Yeah, and so it's you know, it's and then we're gonna probably start looking at dividing it up and deciding who's gonna take what chapters. So there'll be a lot more engagement going on. Dan, I know we're going to probably be reaching out to some of your committee member groups. I'm not sure. We'll have to have that talk. Something for you to start thinking about who we engage. I want to move the manual along. I need to say this to everybody. I tend to have a philosophy that I want to get a draft. I want to get something on paper, content on paper. I've noticed volunteers don't do well going from thought process to paper. Once it's on paper, they're pretty good. My philosophy has been I need a smaller group to get it to paper. I don't like being an elitist on that front, but it's just, I've noticed that. So it'll be a smaller group and then we'll probably start engaging more and more. So when some of you ask me, hey, when are you thinking about this? I guess it depends on the group and the energy and if we have people that really want to get engaged. So, we're going to try to get a manuscript. Yeah.
Can I ask you a question? You said the GI committee is putting together a GI manual. Is this a more technical? Is this programmatic? Is it collaborative with these?
This will be this. So the vision of, I think, Seth and some others was more of a design manual. I look at it as more of a comprehensive GI programmatic look to it, because I think you've got to look at GI from planning throughout, not just the LID component of GI.
Right.
Okay. So despite my background, I see it the opposite of what they thought I was going to say. And I want this to be comprehensive. And what I'm doing is it's throwing the SWQ committee, because I'm saying we're bringing great infrastructure in. And I was 100% convinced that SWQ should be where it lives. Dan Apt was giving me a really good argument on why that shouldn't be. Son of a bitch, threw me for a spin for a while. We went out to survey. We got about 100, 150 people coming back to us, and felt like SWQ was overwhelmingly GI based. That was the first rendition. Out of respect to Dan and a few people that expressed some concerns, I've said, okay, this is SWQ is going to encompass this. But what I'm doing at the moment, if you guys can't tell, I'm saying, yeah, we're putting together a GI manual. I've told Seth, think of it as a book. Think that we're writing a book. Whoever this committee is going to write a book. And then we're going to decide out of that book, where does it go? Does Dan want to adopt some of it at NGICP? We may steal Dan out of NGICP and bring him in somewhere else there. I don't know. We'll have to see where he wants to live then. But some of that affects you, Ruth, obviously, because you have a minimum control measure there, I know.
Elementary as it was, we also, with the Missouri Guide to Green Infrastructure, which has some flaws in it, but primarily it was more on the programmatic side. And so if you're encompassing a manual with the, you know, like Western Washington's LID manual, or as one example, and then you that actually includes engineering practices, et cetera, then this, the Missouri Guide to Green Infrastructure is all about the programmatic side of it and how it does indeed encompass the illicit discharge aspects, the municipal operations aspects, and not just construction and post-construction. Anyway.
Can you send me a link to that when you get a chance and I'll forward it?
Okay, I'll try to dig it out. They kind of gutted the Missouri Stormwater Clearinghouse with the new leadership down there, but I can get it to you. I will do that.
Hey, one of the discussions that keeps coming up in the committee meetings, this is driving me crazy, by the way, and please feel free to argue with me on and offline. I keep hearing this, well, that's engineering and we can't be touching that. Can I please clarify this point? I may know how to sew up a cut on my arm, when I'm backpacking and it's bleeding. I know how to tie a tourniquet. I may know how to do CPR, but I'm not a doctor. Okay. So we're learning principles. I'm not asking people to go practice hydrology, but I am asking them to understand hydrology so that, when they're talking to a civil engineer who is doing hydrology, the CPESC and the SWQ understands it. So there is more engineering going into our manuals than there ever was before, because I think other soil science and other things are going to make it way in there too over time. But I think it's important that when we're, that it's important that you understand Manning's equations as a CPESC, for instance, or an SWQ or a TR55. That doesn't mean you're legally allowed to practice it. And I swear to God, that argument happens at these committee meetings. And I absolutely want to jump through the Zoom screen and choke somebody to death. I use my medical thing all the time. Okay. It's like, guys, I know how to do CPR. I'm not a damn doctor. You know, there's some things you're allowed to do. There's some things you're not allowed to do, but you should at least know it. And we are here to raise the bar on education, you know, and awareness and training. Ruth, one of the things that we want to put into your manual is monitoring and analysis, by the way. Nope. Okay. And we have a really good section coming on the water pollution that was written. And we have one out of the advanced certifications that I'm going to get to in a minute. Before I turn to the other committee chairs, just if there's anything on theirs, because I've been trying not to step on NGICP, MSMs, or SESWEs, or even the CPES. We now have a manuscript on the passive treatment system. We've had the active written for a while, how to do active. It's a good manual put together by Mike Chase and I forgot the other person that did it Clear Creek or whatever his name, the group up in Washington that wrote the advanced, the ATS one. Now we have, that's the active. We had Geosyntec write the passive. We've had some issues and problems and they went and engaged a bunch of manufacturers and they've come back to me with the new manuscript. We're going to be getting that compiled and that's going to be our advanced treatment system, not active treatment, advanced treatment system add-on for doing active and passive. So that's coming at you guys. Let me know if anybody's interested. Ping me if you guys want to be part of reviewing this. We do have it for some of you that work in that world. The hydromulch, which came from Profile, that Adam was very instrumental on, has been moving along. That group's actually been starting to have fun. It looks like they're coming along. Jim's done a good job of getting them going. It's interesting because we have a lot of Profile representatives and, you know, obviously they're kind of a world leader in those areas that they're in, and hydromulch is one of them. And we have some competitors in there, but they seem to be playing good in the sandbox together. And that's going to be our first kind of installer kind of certificate going on. They're moving along pretty well. The advanced treatment is going to be an add-on to CPESC and SWQ for doing active and passive treatments. And after dealing with the passive treatment people, guys, I still think it's voodoo. I don't care what any of you tell me. This sprinkling flocculon on logs and praying to God we have this event is voodoo. But I'm hoping smarter people will talk me off the ledge there. Ruth, anything else with yours, at least at the high level municipal, that the guys need to hear about with where you are?
Other than what we've already talked about is we have, of course, our interest in the book, which we already talked about, and our interest in ANSI. We have interest in wherever we collaborate on that. We wrapped up the scope. What was the last thing we just sent?
That was to me.
Yeah. And I don't remember what the other
one. Your survey. Practice survey.
And the practice survey questions are currently being developed by the subcommittee. Yep. So we'll get that. We are curious about training and kind of would be more comfortable with participating or promoting training once the book is out, just because it's substantial compared to the one prior to that. So the questions are, is that that's going to be online training? Is it and or in person when the time is, allows again?
You and I are going to meet and talk about that next week.
Okay. Oh, cool.
Or the other week after. Yep. Coming.
Okay. And then I think if we're going to have one-on-one, I think that that's, you know, the ability to collaborate with the other folks that we were talking about on like the green infrastructure, bridging with planning and program is good. But the other thing that came up on a personal level is that I found a DNA connection to somebody named Matthew Chase in California when I'm working on my genealogy project. And then anyway, and
that's Mike's son as Matthew. What? He's in Bakersfield. Is Mike Matthew Chase in Bakersfield?
Maybe.
Well, it's a
common name. Oh, well, that. Oh, Matthew is. I thought they were both named Mike.
No, his son's. He's got a son, Matthew.
Oh my goodness. Okay, so I'm gonna have to talk with Matthew.
Yeah.
And then that's kind of funny. We're putting together a genealogy book for my grandparents' family. But anyway, and then very sadly, kind of along. Similar to COVID, but we were near the avalanche when it happened in Colorado at Cameron Pass on Christmas Eve. I don't know if anybody heard any reports or if that made national news or not. And my daughter's longtime friend was killed in that avalanche. And we were in the parking lot where he was parked. And it was we were cross-country skiing south of there, and they were doing backcountry just north of the parking lot. So I just wanted to put out a safety moment out there. If anybody backcountry skis, if they would just wait and do it in the spring, please. It's safer then. Anyway, so that's all I had to say, but I'll look forward to the one-on-one.
Good.
Thank you.
Dan, no, thanks. Thank you. Dan, anything with you?
No, I was just going to say on the manual, I don't actually think I got the scope. For some reason, it wasn't attached. If you want me to provide input on that, I'm happy to. I know you sent it a while ago, so, but it actually didn't get attached. My thought on the manual is it should be more overarching, like what you're saying, not just the design elements. I've done design manuals. I've done monitoring, construction, maintenance, inspection manuals. If you want to be comprehensive, and especially if it's going to be tucked into, like if it gets tucked into DSWQ, then to me, I think it should be more comprehensive than just design. So,
agree, 100% agree, yep.
So, and I'm happy to help if you want me to help. I've done a lot of that trying to get concepts to the paper. So if you want me to be part of the smaller group, I don't know if there's any conflicts there or anything, but I'm happy to do that.
Your name's already on the list. I didn't ask you. I just put you there, so it's okay. Okay, thanks, Dan. And by the way, before I move on to Jerry, that reminds me, if any times you guys want to be included and lit on the other, you know, on the other chairs meetings, we always can add you as optional, so you're at least aware. You know, if you ever want to poke in on each other's meetings, feel free, by the way. Jerry, good to see you. Anything you want to talk about with Cecily or share with the group?
Well, we're going to get started again this year where we left off. We're going to have our first meeting of the year. It's going to be this Friday. And at that time, we're going to wrap up our topics and table of contents. And then my goal is to then assign each committee member with an area. They can pick them. But we need to get every area covered to have a primary person reviewing that. And a secondary person then reviewing that review. There's no way that everybody should be going through the whole manual at this time. We're gonna split it up, but we're also gonna have a peer review so that they've got somebody to work with. I mean, that's the concept I'm gonna try and sell, and hopefully Butch will back me on that. and then we're gonna keep moving. So I think that by spring we're gonna have something, Rob, the major, you know, the board and everybody else can shoot darts at, and we can wrap up.
Good. No, excited. And just so you know, Butch and I were talking yesterday. We're making edits on SWI manuscript, so that other program's coming to you.
Good.
And then maybe about the right timing, because about the time you're handing me that, I'm going to turn around and hand
perfect.
You.
Well, I've got, you know, and thanks to you guys, I have a really good group, And so I'm really fortunate. So yeah, give us another assignment if we do good on this one.
See what happens when someone slips me money, cookies, and wine, they get a good committee. Adam, did you see what you did wrong here?
Well, I was sitting over here I was sitting over here being envious, but then I was looking at how is it going to get that PayPal app working to send you something.
Well, we sure appreciated the chocolates and everything over the holidays too, y'all.
Yes.
Thank you very much.
Thank you for that.
That was the wreath goes back to my father-in-law's company in the 70s, and when I had married Sandy, we used to get this wreath at Christmas, and I looked at him like, oh, this is just one of the coolest things. I do it for my employees, and I do it for certain clients. So EnviroCert, Melissa has taken that and ran with it, and I'm glad you guys got that. But I know we're pushing up against time here. Adam, anything about your committee you wanted to share or not?
No, I was hoping you're going to skip me there, but it is good, a little refreshing to hear the productivity in some of the other groups. So, I know it can be done. And so I'm excited for all of you all with the favorable committee participation, and hoping, this fresh restart and a termination of one task and starting, something in a little while may reinvigorate a few of the members that want to participate. So I'll bow out here and say congratulations to you all that got a lot of productivity happening.
Yeah, CPESC has been a problem child. He's got kind of a unique set of personalities there he's having to deal with. So it's been a little problem. And volunteers, you've always just, they're always a challenge, They're volunteers, We'll get CPESC going on the right track. Anything else, or I'm going to let everybody go. Are we good? I'll be following up one-on-one and some more specifics. The GI outline will be coming. Several of you will be involved. Most of you are kind of stay the course. Ruth, you're ahead of us. So, we're taking CPES, CESWI, and QSM to ANSI this year, and then evaluate, the next group, your group next year. Unfortunately, so you're ahead of me, but
Well, I'm going skiing next week, so taking a break.
I don't blame you. You should. Anyway, folks, thanks for your hour. I know you're busy. I know it's Monday, and Melissa and myself and Mike, we're going to struggle through this. I just took a bunch of Tylenol before I jumped on and hope my fever wasn't too high. But Jerry, listen to the meeting. If for one-on-one, send me an email with some times, and I will plan on meeting with you. And you guys you're all doing a great job. And I know it's been frustrating. I know you've had to wait for myself and staff sometimes. So thank you for your patience. Thank you for the criticism, input, suggestions, help, and assistance. I really don't mind it, and it helps push us to be better. So thank all of you guys for that input as we get it. So,
and if somebody will send me a link or show me how to watch what I missed, I'll do it this afternoon. Thanks.
No problem. I was bragging about what an asshole you are, so don't worry.
Take care.
Well, bye, guys. Get better, Rob. Get better.
I will. Thank
all
you.
Right. Nice better. To see
bye.
You all.
Bye, bye-bye. Everybody.
All righty.